Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The New Geography of Innovation, The Global Contest for Breakthrough Technologies by Mehrong Goel is a non-fiction work of business and economic geography that examines how the creation of breakthrough technologies is spreading beyond its long U.S.-centered pattern for decades. Silicon Valley and a small number of American cities were widely viewed as the primary engines behind the platforms, products, and high-value companies that shaped modern digital life. Goel asks whether that dominance is changing and what explains the rise of new innovation hubs in other parts of the world. Drawing on a geographically organized approach and extensive interviews reported to include around 200 technology leaders, the book compares innovation ecosystems across North America, Europe, and East Asia. Rather than treating innovation as a single scoreboard defined by market capitalization, it argues for a broader set of measures that capture capability building, industrial depth, and the routes by which technology reaches everyday use. The result is a guided tour of a more multipolar innovation landscape and the forces that make it possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from a Silicon Valley-centered era to a multipolar innovation landscape. A central topic is the shift from an innovation map dominated by the United States to one where more regions regularly produce globally relevant technologies and billion-dollar companies. Goel frames the late 20th and early 21st centuries as an era when a cluster of American firms and cities repeatedly set the pace in computing, internet platforms, and consumer technology. The book then explores why that pattern no longer fully describes reality. Instead of focusing only on which country is ahead at a given moment, Goel emphasizes the conditions that allow innovation to take root: dense networks of talent and capital, institutions that help ideas become companies, and the presence of demanding users and customers. This perspective helps explain why innovation hubs in different political and cultural settings can begin to resemble one another in structure and incentives, even if their societies differ. It also reframes global technology competition as something broader than a two-country rivalry. Because the emergence of strong ecosystems in parts of Europe and across Asia changes the pathways through which breakthroughs are discovered, scaled, and commercialized. Secondly, measuring innovation beyond market capitalization, Goel argues that the usual shorthand for innovation leadership, especially stock market value and headline company size, captures only part of what matters. A major theme is that innovation can be reflected in multiple kinds of strength, the ability to turn research into products, the depth of specialized supply chains, the speed of iteration, and the diffusion of technology into daily life and industry. This broader measurement lens matters because different regions excel in different layers of the technology stack. Some places are better at platform creation, others at advanced manufacturing, and others at translating technical advances into reliable mass-produced systems. By insisting on multiple metrics, the book pushes readers to separate true capability from temporary financial signals and to notice where the most important enabling industries are forming. This approach also helps explain how countries or regions can be strategically significant in global technology competition, even if they produce fewer consumer-facing giants. The outcome is a more grounded way to evaluate where breakthroughs are likely to emerge and where they are most likely to scale. Thirdly, why some places repeatedly generate breakthrough companies. Another important topic is the anatomy of local innovation ecosystems and why certain geographies outperform others over time. Goel compares regions across North America, Europe, and East Asia to highlight how innovation depends on more than creativity or national wealth. The book underscores interacting factors such as human capital formation, migration, and talent concentration, access to risk capital, the presence of anchor firms and universities, and policies that shape competition and entrepreneurship. A recurring insight is that innovation hubs tend to develop reinforcing feedback loops. Successful founders and early employees recycle knowledge and capital into the next generation of firms, while suppliers, legal expertise, and specialized labor markets co-locate around opportunity. At the same time, Goel treats ecosystem building as path-dependent, meaning small early advantages can compound into durable leadership. By focusing on how places build the capacity to commercialize technology, the book offers a framework that is useful for entrepreneurs choosing where to locate and for policymakers trying to design environments that support experimentation without assuming that one model can be copied mechanically. Fourthly, sectoral specialization and regional strengths in global technology, Goel highlights that the new geography of innovation is not uniform. Regions often become world-class in specific sectors rather than across the entire technology landscape. The book points to recognizable examples of specialization, such as prominent gaming successes originating from Nordic studios and the concentration of major electric battery manufacturers in Asia. These patterns illustrate how industrial focus, accumulated know-how, and local clusters of suppliers can produce excellence that rivals or complements Silicon Valley-style software dominance. The theme matters because many breakthroughs now require tight integration of software, hardware, manufacturing, and logistics. And those capabilities are distributed unevenly across the globe. Sectoral specialization also shapes geopolitical and economic leverage, a region that leads in enabling components, or manufacturing capacity can influence what technologies reach. Scale, and at what cost? By mapping different kinds of hubs, the book encourages readers to think of innovation as a network of complementary centers, each contributing distinct strengths rather than a single race with one finish line. Lastly, innovation does not automatically transform institutions or society. A more cautionary topic in the book is that rapid technological progress does not necessarily lead to equally rapid social or institutional change. Gull uses national examples to show that innovation can coexist with, or even reinforce, existing politico-economic structures. Commentary on South Korea is often cited to illustrate this point. Technological breakthroughs and industrial upgrading can occur while long-standing institutional arrangements persist. This theme complicates popular narratives that treat innovation as inherently democratizing or disruptive to power. It also sharpens the book's analytical stance. Understanding innovation requires looking at who benefits, how systems of governance and corporate organization shape outcomes, and why certain forms of technological success may concentrate influence rather than redistribute it. For readers interested in policy, this perspective discourages simplistic assumptions that building a tech sector will automatically produce broader institutional reform. For business readers, it provides a more realistic lens on operating across markets where advanced technology ecosystems exist alongside distinctive regulatory, labor, and corporate structures. In conclusion, The New Geography of Innovation is best suited to readers who want a structured way to think about where breakthrough technologies come from and why the same few places tend to dominate for long stretches before the map changes. Entrepreneurs and investors can use the book's ecosystem lens to evaluate which regions have the talent, capital, and industrial depth to support new ventures, and to spot sector-specific clusters that matter even when they are outside the usual spotlight. Policymakers and civic leaders will find value in its emphasis on institutions and feedback loops, as well as its warning that technology growth alone does not guarantee broader institutional transformation. Students and general readers interested in business, innovation, policy, and economic geography will benefit from a globally comparative narrative that goes beyond a purely US versus China framing. What helps the book stand out in its category is its geographic organization and its insistence on multiple measures of innovation, not just company valuation or hype. By combining an interview-driven perspective with comparative analysis across regions, it offers a practical mental model for understanding a more multipolar technology world and for asking better questions about how innovation actually scales and spreads. If you would like to support Mehran Gull, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.